Report, $1.9 trillion reconciliation package debt until 2022, Biden, Manchin not close to a deal. By Wendell Hasebo on December 15, 2021. President Biden's $1.9 trillion reconciliation package will reportedly be shelved until 2022 due to Senator Joe Manchin's opposition to inflation exacerbating measures within the deal. As Democrat leadership has desperately tried to win Manchin's vote to pass the largest welfare package since Lyndon Johnson's Great Society initiative in the 1960s. A Fox News anchor on Wednesday indicated negotiations between the president and the senator exploded in failure and will not be restarted until 2022. Wednesday's negations were reportedly based on the length of time Manchin was willing to subsidize Americans with a child tax credit. "This is bullshit. You're bullshit," Manchin told a Huffington Post reporter when asked if the extra $1,600 expiring payments should be renewed in the reconciliation package. "I've always been for child tax credits," he said, noting he would not negotiate with a reporter. Manchin and Republicans have voiced worries that spending trillions of dollars in welfare during 40-year high inflation would hurt the economy. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, estimated Friday the price of the package would be double Biden's estimate. Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, said Wednesday, "Anyone with a shred of sense knows this is the absolute wrong time to unleash a multi-trillion-dollar taxing and spending spree. Every single day brings new evidence our Democratic colleagues should give the country a break." To the president's dismay, Manchin is also reportedly not revealing for which particulars he would or would not vote, frustrating Democrat leadership in stalling the deal. "We believe the senator wants what we want, which is to deliver for the American people," White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters Wednesday. But Manchin told a Fox News reporter the Senate leadership still does not have the full text of the legislation for review, and the Senate parliamentarian has not ruled whether certain radical provisions can be included in the bill. One of those provisions includes amnesty for millions of illegal aliens. While Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, has planned to pass the package before Christmas, it appears Manchin remains the single Democrat vote blocking Biden's massive tax and spend package from passing the Democrat-controlled Congress. "It looks like we have President Manchin instead of President Biden," Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, advisor Faiz Shakir told the New York Times. Meanwhile, at the bequest of Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, the CBO on Friday released scoring on the reconciliation package that indicated the cost of the measure would be $4.9 trillion, far less than Biden's estimate of $1.9 trillion. The difference in the numbers is the continuation of welfare provisions over 10 years, such as child tax credits, child care provisions, the SALT deduction, and health insurance subsidies. Where Biden's score was predicated on the welfare subsidies expiring in a few years, Graham believes welfare provisions are difficult to revoke once they are instituted. "If you believe these programs will go away in 1, 2, or 3 years, you shouldn't have a driver's license," Graham told reporters. "Built Back Better is a spending orgy." Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.